Blackstone Audio presents The Civil War, a narrative. Volume 1, Fort Sumter to Perryville, by Shelby Foote.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Prologue. The Opponents. It was a Monday in Washington, January 21st. Jefferson Davis rose from his seat in the Senate. South Carolina had left the Union a month before, followed by Mississippi, Florida, and Alabama, which seceded at the rate of one a day during the second week of the new year. Georgia went out 8 days later. Louisiana and Texas were poised to go. Few doubted that they would, along with others. For more than a decade, there had been intensive discussion as to the legality of secession, but now the argument was no longer academic. A convention had been called for the first week in February at Montgomery, Alabama, for the purpose of forming a confederacy of the departed states, however many there should be, in addition to the 5 already gone. As a protest against the election of Abraham Lincoln, who had received not a single Southern electoral vote, secession was a fact, to be reinforced, if necessary, by the sword. The senator from Mississippi rose. It was high noon. The occasion was momentous and expected. The galleries were crowded, hoop-skirted ladies and men in broadcloth, come to hear him say farewell. He was going home. By now he was one of the acknowledged spokesmen of secession, though it had not always been so. By nature he was a moderate, with a deep devotion to the Union. He had been for compromise so long as he believed compromise was possible. He reserved secession as a last resort. Yet now they were at that stage. In a paper which he had helped to draft and which he had signed and sent as advice to his state...